It was a windy day out at Refuge Cove. That's not good for recording sound for a radio story, but it's great for everyone else because it blows the smell away. The odor of dead sea lion isn't pleasant, especially when Gary Freitag makes the first cut into the belly of the 9-foot-long, 2,000-pound marine mammal.
Yeah, you might go upwind. Actually, this is nothing.
Yeah, this isn't bad.
Freitag is the Marine Advisory Program agent in Ketchikan for the Alaska Sea Grant Program. He conducted the necropsy with help from Mike Welsh of the National Marine Fisheries Service. As you can hear in the background, a few moms showed up with their kids, taking advantage of this real-world science lesson.
Those are his intestines, guys. And look, see the white part? What's the white part?
His
blubber, right? And that keeps him super warm. It's like insulation on him.
So what do we do? Like a coat that can keep you underwater.
And so he has his fur and his blubber.
Speaking of blubber, that's one of the samples that Freitag took.
And from that, they'll be able to look at... they'll be able to do analysis like organic contaminants and things like that. So, and heavy metals, they'll look for.
He also took samples from all the organs. What they didn't save as a sample, they threw back into the ocean to feed the wildlife.
Let's do a bag with muscle tissue. And I'm going to take a big chunk of it.
The organs didn't reveal any secrets. They all looked healthy, except for the heart. Initially, Freitag wasn't sure it even was the heart because the tissue was soft and floppy rather than the firm muscle one would expect. But even that isn't a clear cause of death.
I think what happened in where the heart was there, which is really weird in that area, is just because it was on the sharp rock and the weight and pounding on it probably is what that was.
From the tidal action.
It really mashed the heart up. The heart did not have what I would call real consolidated structure. I didn't see that.
They did take a sample of the heart, so if there's some kind of disease, testing will reveal it. There was also no clear evidence of a gunshot wound, which had been the rumor. But to make sure, Freitag removed the sea lion's head. It took some work, a sharp knife, and a pair of brush cutters.
It may have been shot through the eye. I mean, the eye's all mangled, but that could be bird activity. It could have been when it went onto the rocks, could have punched its eye out. I mean, there's a million reasons why the eye is all bloody. But it also could be that a bolt went through that eye.
Hard to say.
I mean, you don't know. I mean, the guy would have had to just been lucky to shoot it through the eye.
Freitag will put the head underwater to be cleaned up by crustaceans. After about 6 months in the water, the clean skull will show whether or not the sea lion had been shot. Freitag plans to use the same cleanup technique with one of the flippers to use for educational purposes. The rest of the body was hauled off the rocks and pulled closer to the approaching tide. With the body cavity opened up, it shouldn't float, and various marine animals will take full advantage of the relatively fresh meat. The samples Freitag took will be sent to labs in Anchorage. Quick results are unlikely. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey. Yeah,